I get in touch with a friend here in another city of my writing. Yesterday I wrote him a letter.
I have
written.
All right, now you expect that
a letter back.
All right.
An answer.
All right. And so a person can't write himself. He's illiterate. He might give you an envelope and say, will you what this letter for me? Will you?
Will you address this letter for me?
And so you ask someone what give me his name, and I want his
address.
And a child comes home from school doing something strange, and the mother might say, who on earth
do you think you are?
Well, you know, okay. A child comes home doing something that, you know, something pretty weird. And a parent might say, now, who on earth
do
that?
Who taught you that?
Yeah.
Told you how to do that.
Right. And if you you haven't done something yet, you know, and you say, well, we haven't done it yet, but we can do it soon.
We ought to do it soon.
Yeah, but you know, you have the weirdest what to do.
We're going to do it.
Yeah.
We're planning to do it soon.
Okay, something like that, or projecting, or fixing, or intend to do anything like that. And somebody does something, and you don't really care if they do it or not. You say, well, you can if you look to. Sure. And what about a children's nickname for someone who can bear a tale?
Storyteller.
All right. And you might go out in the garden and what some what is going to be? Well,
catch some flowers.
All right. And something you might, if you pick them up by hand, you say you wouldn't say something. You
pick some flowers.
All right. And something a child plays with. Is just a
toy.
You know the term play pretty?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's something to play with, occupy his time.
What's the word?
Play pretty.
Can you give me an example of one?
It would be like a little kid with a toy car or something.
You call the car a playpen?
Yeah.
Okay. If something happened that you expected was going to happen, you say, well, I just
knew it.
All right. And say, which one did you give me? You say, that's the one you
took.
That's which one? No, give now. Which one? That's the one you
gave me.
That you had before. You had.
Give it to
me. Will you please
give it to me?
We started, another word for start is to
begin.
All right, yesterday we
began.
We have
begun.
All right, and get out on the track and you
run.
Yesterday I
ran.
I have
run.
All right, and he, why did he what over the team? He
came over the team.
All right, yes, and he will
come.
Okay. All right. Did you, and then with your eyes, you cleaned yesterday, I have.
Mm.
The road was a weird thing, a detour, because the road was all
torn up.
Right. And you give someone a bracelet and a thank you. Say, go ahead and
put it on.
All right. Say, that isn't very strange. That before, he has what that before?
He's done that before.
All the time. He
does that all the time.
Yesterday, he
did it.
Right. I said, what's new, you say?
Nothing.
Or just
nothing.
I said, oh, come now, there must be
something new.
And he said, I think I'll go out there because what a nice day.
Such a nice day.
Yeah. And how long have you lived here? You said, you could say all my life, but I've lived here, as far as I'm concerned, I've lived here.
Forever?
That's the idea, exactly. How long has it been this way? Like, as far as I know, it's
always been this
way. And I'm moving. They moved here in 1950s. I've lived here
ever since 1950.
All right. And if somebody didn't do something accidentally, you say, he did that.
On purpose.
Say, are you sure of that? No, I'm not sure, but I
think so.
All right. And how about the expression, I think so? Does that mean something different? With the stress on so rather than on...
you're asking, are you going to do this or not? He said, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
He may not be think you are going to do it.
If you want